The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Rav Meisa in his Igret Meisa, Chelek Aleph, Simonon Aleph, brought a very interesting shayla that occurred in a particular town that the government did not allow them to build a mikvah. And as you can imagine, this caused terrible problems, number one, in Shalom Bayis, number two, in the fact that they couldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu, and it was a terrible problem in the town not to have a mikvah. The Nassim couldn't go to the mikvah. And finally they found a solution, the one town that the government would allow them to build the mikvah was in a shul that had been abandoned, it was no longer used, and the government agreed to allow them to build the mikvah in the Ezras Nashim. And the question was, is that mutter or aser? Because our Gemara tells us that even when you are allowed to sell a Beit HaKnesses, you are not allowed to use it for something that's a gnai of the Zayin to the Beit HaKnesses. And one of the things that are listed is a Beit HaMerkas, to turn the shul into a wash house, a bath house, that would be a terrible Zayin. And our Gemara says that it's usher to do so. So the question here, are you allowed to build this mikvah in the Ezras Nashim or not? And the first question we are going to have to deal with is, does the Ezras Nashim have a din of a Beit HaKnesses? Because even if our Gemara says you can't make a shul, a Beit HaKnesses, into a Beit HaMerkat, perhaps an Ezras Nashim doesn't have that status. An Ezras Nashim is not a shul. Perhaps that's the ladies daven, but since it's not a Beit HaKnesses, that will make a difference. So that will be our first question we are going to deal with. What is the status of the Ezras Nashim of the lady section? And just to start, there's another interesting shayla brought in the Chasuch Chemed on our daf, where there was a shul that during the Yom Nerayim, many of the people left. They went to go daven to the yeshivas, they wanted to go daven to other shuls, so many of the men left the shul to go daven other places. On the flip side, many ladies who never davened during the year wanted to come daven in this shul for the Yom Nerayim. And the shayla was, are they allowed to move the mechitza into the men's section? Normally there you have the men's section, you have the ladies' section, but now where there's going to be an influx of ladies, many more ladies than usual, there'll be less men, so the simple solution would be, move the mechitza into the men's section, and by that way you allow more ladies to come to daven. The problem is, are you going down in Kedusha? If we're going to say that even if the lady section has Kedusha, after all, the ladies daven there, but if it doesn't have the exact status of a Beit HaKnesses, that means when you move the mechitza, you are creating a Ezras Nashim out of the shul space. Perhaps that would be a downgrade in the Kedusha of this area. So he starts off by bringing different Achreinim who discuss what is the status of a Ezras Nashim of a lady section. So the Prima Gadim in the Reish Yosef on Brachas is discussing a shayla of shechting inside a shul, and he's referring to the case of Kaparis, Erev Yom Kippur. Early in the morning they would check all the chickens for Kaparis, and the question was, are you allowed to do it in the shul? And he says, no, it's a bazillion, and the same way you can't do it in the actual Beit HaKnesses, you cannot do it in the Ezras Nashim as well, because the Ezras Nashim has Kedusha of a Beit HaKnesses. On the other hand, the Chochmas Adam, Klal Pei Vav, Eitzetvav, says that the Ezras Nashim doesn't have Kedushas Beit HaKnesses, Klal Uklal. And he says, to the point where if you have a wall between the men's section and the ladies' section, and you want to make holes in the wall in order that there should be windows So the lady should be able to see, they should be able to hear. Says the Chai Adam, you are not allowed to do that, because since you are breaking down part of the shul, even though it's not in a destructive manner, because you're not, because it's not a bazillion, because you're breaking down the parts of the walls to make windows. Says the Chai Adam, that would still be assert, and the reason is because that's considered a downgrade. And as a snoshim is not a shul, and therefore you are not allowed to do this. And so here it would seem to be a clear machlokes. The Prima Gadim seems to imply that the status of the Beis HaKnesset and the Ezra Snashim are the same, as opposed to the Chai Adam, where he says the words, it doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesset Klal U'Klal. Now the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yudbeis, Simin Yudalid, is discussing different things that you are you allowed to do them in the Ezra Snashim or not. And he says, even though the Chai Adam says the words that an Ezra Snashim doesn't have any Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset, that doesn't mean to say it has no Kedusha at all. Perhaps really the Ezra Snashim does have Kedusha, and therefore you are not allowed to do things that are bazillion. The Chai Adam just says that if you want to break down part of the Beis HaKnesset in order to use it for the Ezra Snashim, that you are not allowed to do. Because granted, the Ezra Snashim has Kedusha, but doesn't have as much Kedusha as the Beis HaKnesset. Then he brings from the Chesed Avram in Simin Yudalid, where there he wants to say that it does have Kedusha Beis HaKnesset, because ladies daven there. And more than that, even the mitzvahs that only the men do, for example, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Shofar, granted it's the men who are doing the mitzvah, but they're going to be mighty ladies. So since they're being mighty ladies, and the ladies are standing in the Ezra's Nashim, he wants to say that would in and of itself give the Ezra's Nashim Kedusha as the Beis HaKnesset, because the men are being mighty ladies, the mitzvahs. Now it's interesting, if that's the case, if the Chesed Avram is saying that the reason why the Ezra's Nashim has Kedusha is because that's where the men are mighty them in different mitzvahs, what would the status be in a place where not only Nashim daven, it's not part of a shul, but it's a designated area, Nashim comes to daven in this place, does it have Kedusha or not? And a modern day example would be what they have, became popular in later years, a main group. And a main group is, to my understanding, ladies come together every morning, they say Tehillim, they daven, they hear Shiurim. So if the Chesed Avram is saying that the reason why the Ezra Snashim has Kedusha is because the men are mighty mitzvah, the mitzvahs, obviously this would not apply to the main group. And even without this svara, even if they quote the Prima Gadim, he wants to say that the Ezra Snashim has Kedusha, he doesn't give the reason of the Chesed Avram because that's where the men are mighty ladies. Perhaps he would also agree that and a main group would not have the status, because one can hear very strongly the reason why the Prima Gadim says it has a status is because it attacks the Beis HaKnesset. Meaning he looks at the entire building, the Beis HaKnesset. It includes a men's section, it includes a ladies' section. So perhaps that is the reason why the Prima Gadim says it has Kedusha. But if you have a building, an area that is used solely for the davening of Nashim, perhaps everybody would agree that it would not have the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset. But side to side, in a regular case of a shul with Ezra Snashim, the most Pesachim do seem to say that while it does have Kedusha, it will not have the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset itself. It has a lesser form of Kedusha because it's not the actual Beis HaKnesset. So says of Yitzchak, and back to our case, we wanted to know, are you allowed to move the mechitza into the men's section in order to create a larger lady section? So if it's really true that there is more Kedusha to the actual Beis HaKnesset, to the men's section, then the chayyah, this would be asr, because the area that you are converting to the later section is getting a downgrade. It's going down in kedusha, so therefore, perhaps it would be asr. But then he won't say no, because maybe it's only when you sell it. When you sell a building, a shul, and you are downgrading its kedusha, that's when it's going to be asr. But he says it's not true, because the Gemara tells us that even if you're allowed to sell the Beit HaKnesset, it's only to sell it or to switch it for something else, but not to lend it or to use it as a maskin. And Rashi says, because if you sell the shul, so the kedusha of the shul is now chal on the money or on the object that you switch the shul with. But in the case where you're just lending it, or you're giving it as a maskin, where there is no switch, that means that the kedusha is staying on the shul itself. Then the Gemara says that it's possible you can't use it for anything else, because then the actual shul with its kedusha is being downgraded. So therefore, in our case, where you are moving the mechitza into the men's section, therefore that would be considered a downgrade of the kedusha of the Beit HaKnesset. But then he says, perhaps no. What is the iser? What is the prohibition to change the Beit HaKnesset into something else? Is that really what you're doing in this case? When you push the mechitza over, which only derech arai, it's a temporary arrangement, it's only for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the 1 day of Yom Kippur. So perhaps in this case, it has nothing to do with Al Gemara. Al Gemara says, when you're trying to convert permanently the shul into something else, that is where there's an issur. But over here, we're just moving the mechitza. Everybody understands that this is still the Beit HaKnesset. In other words, what you want to do is you want the ladies to daven in the men's section. So perhaps that's not called a downgrade, and that's why he wants to say that he thinks la'alach l'maisa, you would be allowed to do so, even though most poskim seem to imply that it has kedusha, but not as much kedusha as the actual Beit HaKnesset itself, but still you would be allowed to move the mechitza because it's not called a downgrade. Now back to the shayla that Rav Moshe is discussing, where you want to make the ezasnasim into the merchat. So there Rav Moshe doesn't really bevar, doesn't talk about this question, does it have the same amount of kedusha, does it have less kedusha? He just assumes it has kedusha, and if Al Gemara says you cannot convert a Beit HaKnesset into Beit HaMerchatz, so therefore you would not be allowed to convert this as that's not into the mikvah. And the question is, could we find any heterim? So then the Moshe says a very big yisayid in Al Gemara. Al Gemara tells us that even though normally you are not allowed to sell the shul, but if you do it with the Zion Tuvei Yair, with the seven important people of the town, and everybody agrees, then you are allowed to sell it. The question is why? Why does it make a difference if the Zion Tuvei Yair agree or not? Either it's a Bazayan to downgrade it, or it's not. So says the Moshe, a Gevaldig explanation. He says, we learn out the issue to sell the shul from the kedusha of the of kachin, and the halacha is that if you have a chatzis meisah, which means somebody sets aside an animal for a kavan chatzis, then the owner of that animal dies. The halacha is that you allow the animal to graze until he dies. There is nothing you can do with this animal because since it was ready set aside for a kavan, you can't do it for any. You can't use it for any other purpose. You can't bring it as a carbon because the owner died. The halacha is you let it die by itself. But if a person would use it, you are not going to be ma'al. Normally, if you use something that belongs to Hegdish, your ivet is to me'ilah, but in this case, you are not. And the reason is because since this animal can no longer be used, it no longer has kedusha. And the Akhrenim bring from here that this is a rule all over, that any time you have an object that is designated for a particular purpose, and the fact that it's designated for that purpose, that gives it kedusha. If you can no longer use it for that purpose, the kedusha is paka, it loses its kedusha, and therefore that is why this animal loses its kedusha, because it was set aside to be brought as a carbon. You cannot bring it as a carbon any longer, and therefore the kedusha is paka. Says the Moshe, if you have a Beit HaKnesses where you know with 100% certainty that you will never use it again, the kedusha is going to go off. Now, if that's the case, why can't you sell a Beit HaKnesses? Why can't you just say that I don't plan on using it as a shul anymore? The answer is because maybe you'll change your mind. Just because you decide something doesn't mean tomorrow it won't change. But, says the Moshe, if you sell it with a Zayin Tuvei Ye'ir, everybody agrees, the entire town knows about it. Everybody understands that this shul is being sold. That means this shul will never again be used to davenin, and therefore, since it's no longer it fits to be used for its designated purpose, the kedusha is paka, and that is why you would be allowed to sell it and use it for a different purpose. So says the Moshe, in our case, where this shul is abandoned, everybody knows it will never be used again, therefore it has the status as if the Zion Tuvei Ye'ir sold it. And therefore, it has a status as if the Zion Tuvei Ye'ir sold it. Why? Because you know it will never be used as a shul again. Therefore, the kedusha is paka, and therefore you would be allowed to use it as a Beis HaMerkat. And Reb Moshe is Meirich in the Shaila, and it's one more interesting point he brings out, another reason why it should be mutter to use this as a snashim as a mikvah, because we know that in Hilchos Taisa, Hashem allows his name to be erased, and the Gemara tells us, Gadol HaShalom, how great is peace ben ish l'ishtai, between man and woman, that Hashem allows his name to be erased. Even though normally to erase Hashem is a terrible aveira, but if it's going to promote shalom bayis, it's mutter to do so. So in our case, where if you will not be allowed to convert this as a snashim into a mikvah, that means husband and wife can't live together, that obviously will cause terrible problems in shalom bayis. So therefore, says the Moshe, that in and of itself would be a reason why you'd be allowed to turn the Ezes Nashim into a Beis HaMerkat. Now just to sum up what we spoke about, the first point that Ezes Nashim, most Achrayim seem to imply that it has Kedusha, but not the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, therefore you would not be allowed to convert the Ezes Nashim into a Beis HaKnesses on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, if you want to move the Mechitza over. Says the Yitzchak, that would be mutter, because that's not called converting the shul into an Ezes Nashim. It's this quote-unquote borrowing space. And the second, Gevaldig Yisoyed of Ramosha, that Ramosha explains to us that the reason why Zayin Tuvei Ye'ir works is because when it's sold to the important people of town, that means it will never again be used for that purpose. And it's a rule all over. Anytime you have an object that has kedusha, that is designated for a certain purpose, that purpose gives it its kedusha. If it's impossible to use it for that purpose, the kedusha is going to be pakat. The kedusha is going to go off, and that is why when the Zayin Tuvei Ye'ir agreed to sell it, it's as if we know bivadai with certainty that it will never again be used for a shul, and that's why the kedusha will go off. And therefore, says the Moshe, if you have a case that due to other reasons, you know that you'll never use the shul again, therefore you would be allowed to use it even for a Beis HaMerkat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.